Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Now, last week on the WMJ Sportsline, we were talking about the 10-year anniversary of the 2012 Mercer County Golden Eagle, a season that won a state title. And you look back now 20 years, and that was 2002, and that was a back-to-back year of state championships with the Aledo Green Dragons. Coach Cully Welter in that era for Aledo Green Dragon football, and we were talking a little bit off the air. It's been 20 years, Coach, so that means some of those guys are approaching 40 years old. Is that right? That's got to make you feel pretty old, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I do that once in a while. I sit there and think, okay, I got to Aledo, I was like 28, and so most of my players are, yeah, well past that now, and that does. It makes you feel ridiculously old.
What do you remember about that run of 28 games in 2 years, and you won 27 of those, including two state championship games?
Yeah, I remember we had the tough loss in the first round in 2000 to Fulton, and then but we were really young, and we thought the sophomore junior classes were a good combination. So going in 2001, we were fairly optimistic. Didn't know we would win a state championship, but thought we'd be fairly good. And then, of course, we still had a lot of juniors back from that team in 2002. And then, of course, there was a lot of pressure on that team because of the number of kids we had back to repeat. And I do remember being a little stressed out about that, you know, making sure our kids didn't get too full of themselves. And generally, they didn't. But, you know, as a coach, you worry about that a little bit, about complacency.
Well, in when you talk about kind of the playoff runs and the 5 week adrenaline rush, and I know you're still actively engaged in coaching at Monticello and not too far removed from leading that program to a state title. Can you ever bottle what that 5 week rush is like in the playoffs when you're trekking toward a state championship or, you know, getting to the state title game?
Yeah, no, you can't. It's both miserable and euphoric all at the same time. There's just no, you just feel like you're running ragged for 35 days. We used to say it was kind of 35 days of hell, but it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't hell because you were so excited to be part of it. And it was such a, it's like you said, kind of a rush, of excitement, to just kind of keep plugging along, keep grinding for those 5 weeks. And, so yeah, I don't know that you can bottle it, but it's a unique experience.
How vividly do you remember, you know, and I've said it before, it's neat when you play at the state championship venue, but I think the vibe is truer high school football when you play at the local facility. And I know back in those days, man, Pratt Memorial Field was really rocking. And that was before, you know, the latest improvements of the new bleachers in the all weather track and the great new lights. But what about that feel and playing there? How vividly do you remember some of those emotions?
Yeah, quite a bit. I'm thinking both those years. In fact, I don't know, was there a year that I think the only year that we made it where we didn't celebrate our semifinal win at home was 2006. I think every other year we were at George Pratt Memorial. And yeah, I mean, like you said, it's a special place. I talked to the Prairie Central coach. He goes, I hear there's something about a hill, you know, and I'm like, the environment was unique. The community is unique. It's like you said, it's cool to be a state championship venue, but it's really cool to celebrate going to state championship at your home place, especially in such a awesome environment.
And I know in that year, in those two seasons, and again, we're celebrating 2002 and 20 years, but basically that was a back-to-back state championship season, 2001, 2002. I mean, it's really about quantity and quality, right? When you look at the roster and the buy-in and the commitment, is that what it really boils down to, you think?
Yeah, I think it's nice to have both. Certainly, everyone focuses on the quality, but numbers are hugely important. And that 2002 team, I've said it many times, was a product of some really good athletes, but I think we had 20 seniors that year, and I always like to lift up the 7 or 8 that didn't see a significant amount of playing time in games, but were hugely productive and hugely responsible for our success because of how well they prepared us in practice and with very humbled attitude. And it's so, yeah, it was a really fun group because of that, because you had 20 kids and some were the stars, but the ones that weren't getting their names in the limelight were very content with their role and happy to contribute. And they did.
Well, that's the definition and the equation of why that era was so successful. What about the guys you coached with in that era at Aledo? I know you probably still have pretty close relationships with all those dudes, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Coach Hassan came down to a game this year. Coach Stockham comes down to a game almost every year when he can. I still talk with Coach Thompson periodically. Actually, last year he surprised me at Paxton. He was visiting a relative and didn't realize that we were in town to play Paxton, and he shows up at the game. So, yes, definitely keep in touch with those guys. Some of our former players that coached during that time as well, or actually a little bit later, I guess, in that time they weren't. But Brad Hoffman, Rich Smith, they're former players, not of mine. But, I can go down the list. I'm probably leaving somebody out. But that's – you know, the coaching, as we talked about many times, is about the relationships, not with just with the players, but with the coaches as well. And those are some of my best friends and will always be some of my best friends.
All right. So I can give you a full bore Aledo connection with the people you just mentioned. I see Brad Hoffman all the time at seventh grade girls basketball games because he has a daughter the same age as me. Right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So last Friday night, I was broadcasting Rock Ridge Sherrard, and the guy to my right filming for the Rockets was Tom Hassan. And then a couple of weeks ago, I was mowing my grass and Neil Thompson and his wife ride their bike through my neighborhood. And then I think last week, Bob Stockham, he was keeping the clock at the seventh grade junior high girls basketball game. So what do you think about all that I just said? You really miss Aledo when I say that, don't you?
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. That misses. And Rich Smith, who has been living in Minnesota, actually was at that game last week. He texted me and came to the Mirko game last week. So, yeah, add him in there as well.
Yeah. Well, and that's you know, how many years, the last season you coached at Aledo was prior to consolidation, right? So that was what year?
Yeah. Going into the 2009 season, that was the consolidation. The 2008 was my last year.
How vivid are, like, the memories for you? Like, we were talking about 2002, 2001. Still pretty vivid memories of, you know, all the games and all the things that went on?
Certain parts, yes. But they do start some of the stuff. You have to be careful as you age and the memory wanes a little bit, start to run together. But I think when you kind of fixate on a certain year, it does start to come back. And then, like you said, just bring up a couple names here and there, and that triggers other emotions and other memories. And then it's just a fun trip down memory lane.
Yeah, 20 years. Man, I told you, I just can't believe it's been 20 years. And then, you know, too, in that era, the local rivalries were such a big thing, I think. And maybe as I get older, maybe those things aren't as important anymore. I don't know, but they just seem like they were so big when you had certain teams that were playing one another on a specific night. That was a big part of it, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I'll give you one quick story that I don't usually – But it involves Brad Hoffman and his brothers and, you know, the rivalries and how they were rivalries back then. We used to play some pickup basketball game with some of the guys from Sherrard School District, and it got pretty rough once in a while, and it got kind of heated. And I remember one time we were playing, and it just divulged. It got heated, but it ended up divulging into our football team's better than your football team or your football team. I just remember that to this day. It was so competitive, but yeah, there was such pride in the communities and pride in their sports programs, and it ended up being one of those. And then the argument ended up escalating into that.
So that reminds me of the Robin Williams, Kurt Russell movie that a lot of people don't remember called Best of Times. They want to replay the game between the Tigers and the Dragons or the Rockets the Dragons. So, and I just think about all the, you know, the relationships that you talk about, even with, you know, the local teams you played. I know they were heated rivalries, but, you know, it was because of the mutual respect is, hey, we want to beat your brains out on Friday night because we know bragging rights here locally are at stake. And, you know, when that's the first thing I thought about when the late, great Rick Amy passed. I said, man, those Alito Rockridge days were so fun when Alito and Rockridge would play and those two programs would get together. And I know you were sad with the passing of Rick Amy, because I know those were some really good times when the Rockets and the Dragons did battle.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things, the longer you coach against somebody, and granted, we ended up leaving the conference, but I would still see him periodically. And you, when you start out, especially, you know, as young as I was at the time, you start off as rivals and not unfriendly, but not necessarily, you know, on friendly terms. And then the more you play, the more respect you have for the opposing coach. And by the end, I would consider Rick to be a friend, somebody I enjoyed talking to. You know, it gets past that. You have a mutual respect and you enjoy competing against each other. It's not just I want to beat their brains, and I enjoy the competitive aspect, and I, you know, I have respect for the person across on the other sideline. So that's what it ended up being. And
all right, well, Coach, anything else you need to say about 2001, 2002? I know those were such great times.
Yeah, they're very good times, Jeff. Great memories, for sure.
All right. Always great to take a walk down memory lane, man. That team in that back-to-back season, 2001, 2002, played 28 weeks of football and won 27 games and two state titles. Always great to check in with Coach Coley Welter. Good luck with the Monticello Sages for the remainder of the season.
Thank you. Always good to talk to you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Good to visit with Coley Welter. More coming up on WRMJ.